You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
A few centuries before the advent of Morse code or telegraph, ships traversing the oceans had no way of contacting their last port or the next to which they were heading.
Then came all the wonderful discoveries and inventors who gave us the freedom of where transport was at a given time.
That's right. And nowadays, we can even track a parcel sent overseas by a couple of clicks on a website. The knowledge of where a ship, plane, person or mail is now within reach of all of us.
A pilot's wife recalled how a few decades earlier, when her husband piloted a small plane in West Africa, she could only contact him by high-frequency radio. But on one worrying occasion, 3 days passed before she could reach him. She had no way of knowing whether he was safe or not because the plane's radio had been faulty.
Things have certainly changed for the better because with a few clicks of the FlightAware website, she can immediately check on her husband's progress. She is now able to track when he takes off, where his flight is at a given time, and exactly when he will land. Now that's progress.
That would surely be a big comfort to her. And also to all the air traffic controllers and men with similar responsibilities as to where and how safe their particular planes, trains or ships are.
We all need to have the sense of our minds being free from worry. And truly, it's very comforting to realise that God is always aware of exactly where we are and what we're doing. Listen to these quotes from God's Word.
From the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 16 and verse 9. For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those who are fully committed to Him. And it also says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 13. Nothing in all creation is hidden from God's sight. Everything is uncovered and laid bare before the eyes of Him to whom we must all give an account.
Yes, God is very much aware of our words and even our thoughts. And He alone knows exactly what will happen in the future. He says in the book of Isaiah chapter 46 verse 10, I am God and there is no other. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. Shouldn't we willingly serve a God who understands us so intimately? He is not a deity unconcerned about the details of our lives. Listen to these wonderful words from Psalm 139.
O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You have laid your hand on me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My frame was not hidden from you when I was in the secret place. When I was woven together, your eyes saw my unformed body. And all the days ordained for me were written in your book, even before one of them came to be.
A God who knew us even when we were being formed inside our mothers is a God we can trust with our lives. My friend, God is aware of each temptation, each broken heart, each illness, and each sorrow we may face. And He cares. He cared enough to send His Son Jesus to be born a human, to live among us, and to show us the way back to Him. Jesus knew the outcome, and He willingly died on a Roman cross to pay the penalty for every one of our sins.
Oh, why not follow the Lord Jesus today?
We hope you enjoyed the program today. If you'd like to contact us, simply write to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. I'll give you that address again. George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales 2170. And thank you for listening.